Well, our next guest on Downtown stars in the smash NBC series The Good Place as Chidi. That series coming back in the fall for a fourth and final season. But he's also busy with a lot of other projects, including a horror movie that is getting rave reviews and certainly stays with you when you see it. The movie is called Midsummer. We had a chance to catch up last week for a second visit to the show from actor William Jackson Harper. Thanks so much for coming back on with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I saw Midsummer last Friday. I don't think I've had a good night's sleep since then. Man, what an intense film that is.
Yeah. It's pretty intense and disturbing for me. And I mean, I was there, you know, I was in it. It's pretty intense.
Now, had you seen Heredity before you decided to make this film?
I had, yeah. As a matter of fact, that was a large part of why I wanted to be in this film so badly. I saw Hereditary as like easily one of the best movies of last year, and like, you know, definitely one of my top five horror movies of all time. So it's I was like super, super excited that the opportunity came up, and I feel like Hereditary had a lot to do with my excitement for being in this movie.
Well, Midsummer is so good, and yes, it absolutely scares you, it stays with you. But I also like the fact that there's a fair amount of humor in this film.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Ari's a twisted dude. So you know, in the midst of all this, you know, really intense, very very dark, yet at the same time very bright energy, he throws in some very, very inappropriate and gross and very dark humor, which I think honestly probably contributes to this sort of the dread, you know, because it's like, I think when things are sort of inadvertently funny in the midst of something terrible, it gives you a second to sort of breathe, but it's also just like sort of makes the experience feel a little bit more like something that could happen because of how random it is, you know?
Now, your character, Josh, without giving too much away, is it safe to say, makes a couple of bad decisions along his journey?
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's a horror film. You know, we all make choices we shouldn't be making, you know?
I mean, it could have been worse. Others made even more damaging choices, I guess, than yours. First of all, well, be careful where you pee, I think, is a good lesson.
Oh, yeah. Great lesson. You know, maybe just like, you know, like just go deep in the woods. If you can't find a toilet, just go deep in the woods and you should be fine. But, you know, it's like, honestly, it's like, it's never safe to pee in plain sight with any other people, I don't think. So, I mean, that would have been a mistake, like, regardless of what happens in this film.
Now, I've got what I think is a long way to go until I get there, but I'm all of a sudden not that eager to turn 72.
Yeah. No, well, me either. I got a ways to go through.
What did you know about the finished product? Did you have much of an inkling what it was going to be like until you sat down and actually watched it as a cast? And were you surprised by anything?
Yeah, you know, I think I was actually surprised by, first off, I had no idea what the movie was going to look like. I mean, like, I know how we shot it, and, you know, I know when we shot it, so I knew that a lot of it was going to take place in the daytime. There was going to be a lot of very sort of, there's going to be a lot of cognitive dissonance about, like, you know, what horror should be, and, you know, what we'll be seeing on the screen. I figured that would happen, but I wasn't sure what that would actually feel like. And I really had no idea what to expect. I was surprised by how funny it was. I was also just sort of, you know, it was emotionally very, very terrorizing for me. You know, I think that, you know, the relationship between Christian and Danny is just so incredibly fraught and real in a way that I just hadn't quite seen. And I think that that is something that I really took away from the movie that, like, was, like, one of the most salient moments for me, like, outside of, you know, the more, you know, ceremonial bloodletting moments that the movie has.
Sometimes movies just capture a moment in time, and I don't know what it is, but obviously the reviews have been outstanding for the film, a great box office as well. What have you tapped into in this film that's got people not only seeing it, but seeing it multiple times, talking about it with friends? There's so much buzz, probably more than any other non-Toy Story film this summer.
Well, I think that, you know, it's a movie that doesn't necessarily lean into the idea of what horror movies are supposed to be. And I think that that's sort of fascinating for people to watch. I think that there's a lot of grotesque imagery that is really carefully rendered, which I think is, you know, something that people, like, really get into for whatever reason. I mean, it's hard for me to watch, but, I mean, I know that people really like seeing people's faces get smashed and all sorts of stuff like that. And I can't handle it, but, you know, people like it. But I think that it's also got a certain depth to it, I think, regarding the relationships. I think that, you know, in particular, again, with Christian and Danny, those two characters, I think it reflects a lot of, a dynamic that I think a lot of people find themselves in, you know, perhaps not to that degree, but definitely, like, there's, like, a twinge of that in a lot of relationships. And so I think that there's something about, you know, exercising that particular demon when you go and watch this movie. It's about belief for me. I think that, you know, that's one of those things that, you know, you can't reason people away from something that is a part of their very early indoctrination. And that is a really frightening thing to face. And I feel like we are in a time where, you know, there's a lot of indoctrination that is occurring and that has occurred, and conditioning that is sort of making people behave a certain way. And, you know, the sort of inevitability of what, you know, those people who have been indoctrinated that way, the choices that we'll make. I think that that's something that is a little frightening. And I think that there's, you know, a possibility that we need to see that happen in order to sort of, like, shake ourselves awake a bit, you know. But that's more for just me, being a pointy-head dude and overthinking things.
We're talking with William Jackson Harper. Also, of course, we can't forget to talk about The Good Place Season 4 coming up. Michael Schur has announced this will be the final season. I'm torn. I hate to see the characters go because I love the show so much. But I also love the idea that it's coming to a resolution. Is it mixed feelings for cast members as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we all love each other a lot. And we have been able to, like, sort of come together for the last 4 years every summer for a few months and just, you know, hang out and make this show that makes people laugh and makes us laugh. And it's been sort of nice to have that sort of thing built in, you know, as a structure for my life, you know. And it is time to end it. I think that, you know, now it's it gets to exist as a piece of art as opposed to just a delivery device for advertising. You know, right. we're not going to overstay our welcome. We're going to tell the story that we actually wanted to tell and get out. And the thing is, it's like the show will, you know, be available on streaming services long after we've gone, and people will be able to just, like, go through and just watch the whole thing and have a good time. And so it's sad for us to be ending it, but I think this is the right thing because I'd rather go out people, you know, enjoying the show and actually being involved in the story rather than, you know, having us, you know, sort of jump the shark and, you know, everyone just hates the show and then eventually we just kind of fizzle out and go away.
Well, and a lot to resolve here in this final season because it's tabula rasa. Everything has been erased. Nobody knows anybody. So there's that whole dynamic with Chidi and Eleanor. My wife wants to know if there will be any more scenes of you with your shirt off. I don't know what that's about.
You know what? Me either. Because, you know, if there's anything I don't want to do, it's to try to get in shape to get my shirt off again. I mean, it's like, you know, I'm almost 40 years old. Like, that's not the way I'm supposed to look. That's terrible. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to relax. So, Yeah. So like, so far I've been able to like keep my clothes on, but we'll see. Who knows? You know, maybe they'll punish me at some point this year.
Also, a couple other things I want to mention quickly. You've got a film in production directed by Todd Haynes. It looks great, based on the DuPont chemical controversy. Anne Hathaway, Tim Robbins, Bill Pullman. That looks fantastic.
Yeah. And I don't know how I got in there. I'm hoping that they don't like discover my footage somewhere and it's like, oh, dude, this guy sneaked in. Like, we should just cut him out. Yeah, it's an incredibly. I think it's an incredibly important film. It deals with the corporate defense attorney who wound up actually fighting DuPont for poisoning the water in this West Virginia town. And you know, I think it's something that, you know, it's sort of like it's a wake up call for like what it actually takes to affect social change. And it's just great, and this cast is amazing, and I feel so lucky that I get to be a part of it. And I also, I mean, it's one of those scripts where I was intending to read it. Like, I got home one night late, and I was, okay, well, I got this script. I should read half of it tonight. I'll read half tomorrow because it's just too late, and I'm not going to be able to get through this whole thing. And then I just sat up till 4 in the morning and just bombed through the whole thing without moving because it's just that good. And it was just that engrossing to me. So, we'll see how it all turns out. But I'm really excited for people to see that movie.
And joining the cast of Amazon's Jack Ryan as Xander for season 2.
Yeah. I hope, you know, there's so much that they keep under wraps because it's a mystery, you know. There's a lot of intrigue and everything is kind of functional on a need-to-know basis, but I think I'm a good guy. but yeah, it was a lot of fun. I actually got to hang out with John Krasinski on set quite a bit. Another alumni of the Sureverse,
right?
As people like to call it. And so, it was fun. They had been all over the place. They had been like in South America and Russia, and I just, you know, got a hold of them in New York. So they were all like just very well traveled and very, very tired. And I just had biked over the Manhattan Bridge to go to work. So, you know, it was fun. It was really great for me. But I'm sure they were exhausted.
Before we let you go, when we talked with you last summer, you were getting ready to stage your play Travisville at Ensemble Studio Theater. Any other stage work coming up for you?
Not at the moment. Actually, Travisville is getting published, which I'm really, really excited about. So, you know, hopefully it'll make its way, you know, across theaters, you know, in the country, hopefully. No theater on the docket as of yet. It's something I hope to get back to. As far as writing, you know, that was one of those things that really ate my lunch. That was a beating, and you know, thankfully I had a really great cast and director and theater that really propped me up. But I don't want to poke that particular bear anytime soon. I'll probably just stick to being the last on, first off, you know, like a good actor should be.
Well, Will, congratulations on the success of Midsummer. We wish you a great final season of The Good Place. If there's any justice, there'll be an Emmy nomination soon. And thanks again for visiting with us today.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks for having me again.
That's William Jackson Harper, The Good Place, Midsummer, and as you heard, some exciting projects in the works as well. Good guy. Nice to have him back with us for a second time on Downtown.